The deficit of at least $3.5 billion has state leaders considering proposed solutions that would tap the earnings of Alaska's permanent fund and reduce the permanent fund dividend. As lawmakers debate the future of these two Alaskan institutions, APRN's Rachel Waldholz looks back at why they were created in the first place.
This story starts in 1968. That's when Humble Oil and ARCO announced they had struck oil on state land in Prudhoe Bay, and Alaska officially became a major oil state. But it really gets interesting in 1969, with the lease sale at Prudhoe Bay. The auction brought in $900 million.
Which is a pretty big deal since the budget was like $100 million just recently then. You have $900 million in one day. You can imagine the excitement.
That's attorney Cliff Groh, who worked on PFD legislation in the 80s. Nobody had expected the sale to bring in that much. And yet, by the mid-70s, the money was gone.
A substantial number of people in Alaska felt it had been frittered away, wasted, or to use a blunter term, pissed away.
Groh doesn't think the money was wasted. It was spent on services, especially education, in what was, at that point, a new and poor state. But the perception that Alaska's first oil bonanza had been wasted lent strength to a group of lawmakers who wanted the state to save some of its oil wealth. Among them was Jay Hammond, elected governor in 1974.
You've got to remove the money, put it behind a rope where you cannot utilize it for flamboyant expenditures.
That's Hammond speaking in 1980. Even before the Trans-Alaska Pipeline was built, lawmakers were debating what to do with the coming windfall. Hammond and others argued that some of it must be put away. But they couldn't agree on what it should be put away for. A lot of ideas were thrown out.
Ranging from dams to daycare centers, literally. And, you know, and some people did say, save it for a rainy day. But that was not the official statement that was offered.
Groh stresses that one thing really wasn't a part of the conversation, a permanent fund dividend.
There was a reference to cash payments thrown out as one part of it. But it was also in there with dams, daycare centers, and rainy day fund.
One thing lawmakers could agree on, some portion of oil money should be taken off the table. Elmer Rasmussen chaired the fund's first board of trustees, and he said the permanent fund had a negative purpose. Just don't spend the money now. For Hammond, one purpose was clear. He later wrote, "I wanted to transform oil wells pumping oil for a finite period into money wells pumping money for infinity." And he had another idea in mind, the dividend check. If the permanent fund had many parents, the PFD was Hammond's baby.
Why did Hammond want it so much?
Because it gave to everybody, from the poorest to the richest, a fair share of the money that they actually own.
Clem Tillion was one of Hammond's allies in the legislature during the fight for the permanent fund. Once the fund was created, Tillion says Hammond saw the dividend as a way to build a constituency to protect it.
Dividend was designed to make the people aware that it's their money, that this is a share of what their money earns, not a fixed amount. That's a welfare check.
Hammond's original idea was that people would receive more dividends the longer they'd stayed in state. The Supreme Court threw out that idea as unconstitutional. As a 27-year-old aide in the legislature, Cliff Groh helped design the backup plan, an equal payment to every Alaskan. That's the dividend we have today. In addition to protecting the fund, Groh says the dividend's creators had several things in mind.
Jay Hammond was also concerned about what we would now today call crony capitalism.
Hammond worried that oil money would flow through government programs to the well-connected, and he wanted to make sure some of the money made it out to rural Alaska instead of remaining concentrated in the rail belt. Most of all, he believed Alaskans should have a direct share of their collective oil wealth, a concept he called Alaska Inc. From the Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholz in Anchorage.